Oasis Audio presents the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library.
Tarzan and the Lost Empire by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Read for you by Ben Dooley. Forward. The Empire is back! Author Ray Bradbury opined that the most important American writer, no, not Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, or Edgar Allan Poe, was Edgar Rice Burroughs. ERB, as he is often referred to, achieved that status in Bradbury's estimation because his stories of heroic adventure, many involving exotic fantasy worlds and lost civilizations, prompted young people to read. Having once been a very young reader myself, I can confirm Bradbury's assessment. As a child in the late 1940s and early 50s, I was not familiar with Edgar Rice Burroughs. Yes, I knew who Tarzan was, mostly via the Dell comic book stories scripted by Gaylord Dubois and illustrated by Jesse Marsh, and the RKO movies then playing in theaters starring Lex Barker as the Ape Man. Tarzan was one of my top boyhood heroes. I was aware of someone named Edgar Rice Burroughs because his name, like Walt Disney's in stories featuring his characters, always appeared above the title. Because my intense interest in dinosaurs and other things prehistoric was already flowering, I especially loved the Tarzan comics set in the dinosaur-inhabited lost land of Palodon, the Valley of Monsters. Now, to demonstrate how Ray Bradbury's claim applied personally to yours truly, in 1958, my mother and I, while Christmas shopping at a Chicago department store, happened to wander into the books department. I don't recall ever having read a novel up to that day, but my interest in prehistoric life was in full bloom. The store displayed an array of Grosset and Dunlap's just-released hardcover edition Tarzan novels. One cover in particular grabbed my attention, featuring artist C. Edmund Munro Jr.'s painting of the ape man fighting a Wazdon, i.e., a primitive man-like creature covered in black fur and sporting a tail. The novel was Tarzan the Terrible, and the author's name was that familiar Edgar Rice Burroughs. Intrigued by that artwork, I flipped through the book, discovering to my delight that it was set in my beloved Palodon, where prehistoric animals such as the Triceratops-like Griff still roamed. And so, as I recall, Tarzan the Terrible was the first novel I ever read. In subsequent years, I read more ERB prose stories, including more Tarzans, acquainting me with the authentic rather than movie or comic book versions of the jungle hero, the entire Pellucidar and Caspak series, both my favorites among Burroughs' creations, as well as others, particularly those with prehistoric or fantastic content. For example, The Eternal Savage, original title, The Eternal Lover, and The Monster Men, respectively. Back when I was just a Tarzan fan and reader, watching his movies and reading his adventures, I never dreamed, nor hoped even, that someday I would be professionally involved with the Ape Man, stepping into ERB's shoes and actually writing some of the characters' stories. My first professional involvement with the Lord of the Jungle occurred during the mid-1970s. Russ Manning, the artist who had replaced Jesse...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?